extension of Parliament meeting, which is the Portfolio Committee, by actually welcoming all of us and also appreciating that we have been having a constant cooperation with the department. When we call them, they already avail themselves, and we need to make a note of that. We also want to appreciate that the documents that we are to deal with will be able to receive. So my belief is that honorable members have been able to look in, although I know they attend many meetings and they are really busy. To our guests today, we want to confirm our commitment to avail ourselves when we want to talk to us. We also want to appreciate the role that you are playing in building the nation and ensuring that there is some support that we get, so that where compliance is lacking, we can also take an opportunity to inform the minister and also to conduct our oversight role to ensure that all those who are supposed to comply and submit reports, so that you can report, we'll be able to do that. You are very, very welcome. And our work as this portfolio committee will not be holistically done if we don't have space for participation by our very important partners and generally the stakeholders. South Africa is indeed suffering from one serious disease, that of lack of accountability, and some will see services, but for us to know whether we are meeting their needs and aspirations, we need support. But secondly, we also appeal to all our stakeholders out there. There is a problem which creates a gap so that the information does not flow to everyone. So people can get matching when actually the service provider to supply clean electricity or water has been appointed, because they are not having that information, and their frustration is that they are not informed that until next year we will be able to get, or we have already appointed service provider. Out of that lack of information, it frustrates them. And I also believe that the department is also or must be committed to working with all stakeholders, not necessarily on 4 months sitting as we do, but just general interaction, so that we always know what the right hand is doing and the left hand, and also always having part of those we actually share faith and service delivery. If we do that, we meet our communities, whether organized or not, to be able to feel the pulse of all South Africans. It is my belief that organizations like yours must be able also to talk to schools, so that you can give the talk as to what else is being done, more other than what they know about. So I think this interaction and continued engagement, whether formal or informal, will take us a very long way to understand our policy implementation, to understand which areas, and to understand our strength, and actually pick up on where we think we are weak accelerate where we think the community department attends an issue towards research. This is one of the members. I do want to appreciate that you always characterize this committee. And you, because I know your hands are full, but please continue ensuring that I'm not saying other committees are not important, but this touches people's lives. Whether you look into child abuse, you look into food authority, you look into every other thing, it's people's lives. That must improve. The ability that a man will believe they have, the ability to diminish the ability that a man will be. In the night, they will go in your class, who man will go and have a conversation today. Obviously, if a man will go back, I just want to focus now on our agenda, which is the apologies and also the organization will themselves introduce them so that when I talk to them after now and knowing their names in good intentions, so we can get started. Can we get the apologies now?
This morning. The fees for our project, one is from the minister and the deputy minister. They both attended a conference in Malanga on the leisure or effective parliament, and the conference organized by the leisure parliament in Malanga, starting on Monday until the 31st. The other apology is from Robin, who won't be able to be with us due to implement measures that she's actually into. And another one is from Honorable Medicine, she won't be touched due to an appointment. Those are the four approaches.
Thank you very much. So, our next item will be allowing CA to introduce themselves and thereafter give us the presentation. Thank you very much. I will apologize if I didn't recognize a member of the community that has come here, whether in the form of a media or in the form of a member. Indeed, this is People's Parliament. They are always welcome. You don't need to be invited. This is your way. Thank you very much for helping you. I apologize for that. Thank you.
Morning. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable members. My name is Dr. Patrick, the VP of Social Development. I'm with the team from the Department of Welfare, the members of the Board of GDA, and I've all of them, including the Chairperson, starting with the Chairperson.
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable members of the Portfolio Committee. My name is Mukhotin Sakala Mubimu. I'm the Chairperson of the CDA.
Good morning, Chairperson, Honorable members. My name is Adam Baber, and I'm the Deputy Chairperson of Central Growth Authority.
Good morning, Honorable Chair. And the honorable members, my name is Yvonne Lamakusa Mokoko, Central Travel Authority Secretary. Thank you.
Good morning, honorable chair, honorable members. My name is Colin Dani, a member of the CDA.
My honorable members, my name is Emmanuel, the first department of social development, responsibility and support.
My honorable members, my name is Oswald Shilina, responsible for the GTO Asset Management and the Social Protection.
Good morning, honorable chair, honorable members, my name is from the Department of Social Development.
Good morning, Good morning, honorable members, honorable chair. My name is Ingrid Lovo. I'm the parliamentary liaison of the ministry.
If that is all, then I request the secretary of the portfolio committee to introduce his members because they are very, very important. And I wish in future when we to see when we receive such report, please list the members of that particular committee so that and their numbers so that we continue knowing them. So that we can freely phone them when we need. So if you have us, please introduce your team.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning once again. My name is Nijio Sago. I'm the commercial chief for the school team. On my right hand side, the lady with the mustache. And our colleague advisor, Louisa Magenta, for all the quality issues. She's the one that took them. And on the second side, the lady who just come to me now is our committee asset, responsible for all the channels of the committee. Her name is Rosa Gonzalo. And our assistant asset comes is Sylvia Guayana. Thank you very much. And I can't see all the executive secretary, but I think of the secretary, she also can come. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Why I want this relationship to be emphasized, knowing each other, is that the college advisor will sit in a meeting and pick up all important issues within that discussion, so that when we look into what we presented, when we summarize our report, we can go not through the entire report and minutes, but focus on important issues we have raised for us to do our work. So the secretary is one who communicates with all the time and will ensure that the portfolio committee has business and set up its agenda, not for the sake of teaching, but prioritize the presentation that we must receive. So thank you very much. And continue now giving your presentation.
Thank you once more, Honorable Chairperson. I would be presenting the CDA annual report for the people of the city. And then.
Just a minute. I have a member. You want to. I continued to talk to honorable members, but I forgot to say they should introduce themselves and then for correction. In fact, I depend on them for guidance and support. Please, honorable members, introduce yourselves, please.
My name is Fulana Kodan, the member of the committee.
Good morning, my name is Evan, and I'm a member of the committee.
That has been corrected. You now know these are the members of this portfolio committee. Thank you very much. We can continue.
Thank you very much for all the questions. We are here today being the annual report of the Central Council for 2018. We are aware of the Central Council that by this time we are supposed to be presenting, in fact, the report for the 2018-40. Otherwise, we will add that again. We were supposed to be equal to see the national grant month of the 2018-2017 in this house. Something that I believe that is the portfolio committee will invite us to come and present the national grant month of the 2018-2017 together with the business plan of the Social Center of Water again. Secretary, to follow up with the event to learn about the DDA and the work that they are doing. The post is to present the Central Repository, like I've already mentioned, and then it is important to note that this report is based on the National Grant Master Plan 2011, not the current National Grant Master Plan. And then again, it's mandated in terms of the prevention and treatment of grant dependency Act of 1992, which has been replaced now last year by the Prevention of Treatment of Substance Abuse Act number 32 of 2008. This act was promulgated and proclaimed last year in the city. So we are presenting the document that is based on the two old documents. The outline of the annual report is as follows. We are going to talk about the membership and practice of the Central Grant Authority, subject abuse trends, and then the target in combating subject abuse, and then we are also going to talk to the summary, give the summary of the progress registered by the Central Grant Authority during this period. But Secretary, through the petition, of course, we will, if there are any valid issues, we will also report on those valid issues without going to the report 2018-14, but that is what that is really not that we will ever talk to there without getting to the next report. And then we are also going to look at the challenges that the CDA is facing, and then we are going to present the recommendations as well. The functions of the Central Authority, CDA is a board, and it is a non-implementing body, and it is comprised of 40 members of community who have got knowledge, experience and expertise in the area of substance abuse. And then it is also comprised of representatives from 18 departments, and then 3 national entities that is part of the Infrastructure Council, South African Regional Studies, and the National Development Agency. We have a the Secretariat, that is a contract of 2 members, and then we have currently have 9 provincial substance abuse forums. And then we also have 258 local drug action committees at the local level. The first number one task of the CDA to oversee and monitor the implementation of the national drug master. It is the CDA that develops the document and then the one that is monitoring the implementation. We also facilitate and encourage coordination of strategic projects of various work areas. We facilitate the regionalization of existing resources and monitoring the issues. For example, I'll just give an example. For UKC's government department wants to do a campaign. We will always have a coordinated activity so that we can say that this is the best. We ensure that government and provincial departments, as well as the local drug action committees, compile plans to address substance abuse in line with the national grant master. What we are saying here, each and every government department, each and every province, and the local municipalities, in terms of the legislation, to develop its own plan to combat substance abuse in their localities, and then this is described by the Prevention of Treatment for Substance Abuse Act 2008. We advise our local community and closer to the resources and use and grant strategy. And then we also have possibility of organizing the study for the country. And then we have done so, and then the last study that we had was if one was to mention was 2011, and then the program of exchange is currently being implemented to ensure that we put into action the resolution that we have in the summit. And then we need to important to mention that on the program of action, we report to the Interministerial Committee on Combating Cyber Traffic on quarterly basis. Software abuse trends in South Africa during the period that I've already mentioned, that is the 2012-2013. Of all the people who were admitted at Students' Center, with from process to process, we realized that there was a certain difference. Say, for example, cannabis, we had 11.2% and 11.2% and 50.2% of our people who are admitted cannabis. Meaning that if you compare process, we get the number went from 11.2 to 50.2%. And then we change the number for relation. Received 1.9 to 20.1, growing the rest received 0.3% to 29.5%. And then coming to the run again, between 6% and 3% of the people who are admitted at the center, which was reported that the 6 and 50, they were injecting in heroin. And then there are other sections that they is going to be higher because of, I think, members of the committee may be aware that we have a new drug in the market or new concoctions in the market. Like, for example, in KwaZulu-Natal, there is a mixture of drugs called Wunga. And then this is the one that makes drugs in those areas to go high because Wunga is cheaper than hardcore drugs. So people are it's easy for people to access such a thing. And I think the Samaki area we have Nyaute, which is a maker of heroin, Gaha, and Ratek. So this makers are cheaper than the hardcore drugs. And then, as I mentioned, students between 0.1% and 40.6%. And then this went up as a result of this new lecture in the monastery in the area of the state. And then we remember the overall income contribution went was between 0.1 and 10.3%. Honorable Chair, there's also a problem in this area because the overall communities are also being abused. People when they have headaches, they immediately jump into such medicine, and ultimately they end up being addicted to such medication. CDA is a particular target within 2012-2013, and then one of the targets was to have the National Drug Counter Plan 2006-11 reviewed. And then this exercise started during that time, even though it was not a RCAC realized, but I can say that I've already made it to say that it was approved by CBS during the 2018, and now at the National Drug Market in 2018, which is the 2018 in place. One of the things was to improve access to information, intervention, assessment, to reduce demand for a supply of illicit substances of abuse, reduce harm associated with substance abuse. And then one of our targets was to reduce social skills associated with substance abuse. I would think that members of the House, we also look at substance abuse is central to many social issues that we have in the country, we reduce from crime, poverty, violence, and so forth. And then we decided to conduct a national health yapmaktadır. Gentlemen, after the work has been done, we now receive information from government institutions and processes. We receive reports from all nine processes, and then we receive the reports from 15 departments, some of the departments in the sub-media report. Department of Justice includes basic education, social development, health, fiscal control council, advertising, national relations and cooperation, correctional services, SARS, SACS, National Food Development Agency, Civil Industrial Report and Recreation. Now, after we prepared the report, when we compiled the project that is now with we are now beginning this out today. And then the summary of the achievements are as follows. The National Draft Master Plan 2011 was evaluated, and then the draft was developed. And then we, as a CDA, we managed to maintain 9 provincial substance abuse, provincial substance abuse programs and 251 local drug action committees. And the members of the committee may be aware that I appreciate that now we have 268 of gays. And then the next during the time we are taking at 231. We have not yet achieved our target of ensuring that it is carefully local municipality has got its own local drug action committee. And then the legislation prescribes that each and every local municipality should establish this local drug action policy. And that responsibility rests with the mayor. So that is something that we have not yet achieved that, and then we expect that going forward we'll be able to assist local municipalities to develop their local drug action policies. And then the CDA also indicated that we give participation to policy development, we have participated in the development of the relations for that. Members of the committee may be surprised to hear that the Act 2008 was promulgated in 2008. It was promulgated in 2018, it is the Act of 2018. Before this Act could be implemented, we have to have a regulation that guide the implementation of the Act. That is why the formulation and the consolidation of all the regulations and the Act itself happened in 2018. And then I also indicated that we are returning the implementation of the resolutions of the Second Biennial Summit, which are being actioned through the Anti-Integrated and Substance Abuse Program of Action, which we are working on together with our Interministerial Committee. We have made the results directly available to ensure that all the people who need help, they know exactly where they can get services for them directly. This is available of all the services that are on substance abuse is currently available. And then we form partnerships with the United Nations also drug control. And then we also offer partnership with the individuals of South Africa, and then we have been launching a World Drug Report together with the UNODC. The last one was we did one again in 2013. The first part that I'm going to is the work that was done by the CDA office itself. But now I'm coming to the work that has been done by the department, national department themselves. And then I'm going to focus on the three pillars of the national drug master plan, which is the supply reduction, demand reduction, and harm reduction. And then I'm going to start with the supply reduction. And then supply reduction, we have the Department of Correctional Services. They were reported 449 incidents of data in their facilities. And they managed to facilitate 259.25 kilograms of data or cannabis. Those are being interchangeable. and the South African police conducted compliance inspections at the Lisa Vanderbilt facility. And then it was done at 359,389 premises, that is around the country. And then 74,547 outlets were closed down. These were illegal, practices. And then roughly the value of 12 euros were seized. And then this is the drug that were seized, including cannabis, heroin, cocaine, mandrake, etc. And
and then they allocate a coffee, each and every food in the country to educate the
the learner is thinking about the rather instead of the right, and also the educator to be able to identify the learner who are abusing substances at a very, very early stage. So as experimental stage before, the situation is out of control. So this is the program that they use. And for the recreation, they introduce antibiotic program in almost 52-40 schools. And then, I think we're been for quite some time now, we have not yet the barometer here, that one of our our athletes involved in drugs. We want to get that for some time, and I think we need to update it or give the $10 for the recreation in Canada for this particular achievement. Social development still under demand reduction. I've already indicated that the regulation and the act were promulgated and proclaimed last year during the initiative, and this is an achievement. And the social mobilization strategy was developed and piloted in Limpopo. The social mobilization strategy is to mobilize communities to get involved in the fight against substance abuse, because we believe that government alone will never be able to fight substance abuse and legal crime alone. The model awareness program was reviewed after an evaluation study. There was an evaluation study to review the model awareness program that I have already alluded to. And then the next evaluation study was conducted, and it is revealed that this program is still relevant to our young people and children. And then currently, maybe just to mention that all the mandates of related to this program are basically reviewed by the Council of Social Development. As part of the prevention of an awareness, the department and government, Council of Social Development, together with the government department and stakeholders, the commemorated internationally against the drug abuse and illicit strategy. And this event was held in Kimberley. And then the 13th campaign was also conducted. And then the draft legislation on alcohol advertising was developed. And then I have mentioned that this was presented to cabinet last year. And then in hope that this exercise is moving forward so that the legislation is finalized. The purpose of this legislation is to end the advertising and sponsorship of alcohol-related. And then we are hoping to achieve all this particular one, because we are saying the marketing of alcohol exacerbates the challenge that we are having in relation to alcohol.
And then they conducted screening and brief intervention for alcoholics disorders among
TV station in the three districts. And then he also conducted the fifth Benedict assessment of our men for the day continuing project. And then the social development monitored provision of treatment services that all is a public treatment center. And then I must mention that the chair said that the Bangladesh district is not a public treatment center. Currently we have a certain public treatment center in the country. And then we have now commenced with the like, for example, we find that the Kwazulu Natal has got 2 public treatment centers, Western Cape has got 3, Gauteng has got 1, Limpopo has got 1. And then, now we did approach the treasury to give us money to establish other public treatment centers in other in the province that do not have a single public treatment center. And then the amount of 150 million over 18 years fewer that is allocated to establish a four treatment centers in Tuesday, Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, and then Northern Cape. I don't know why I mentioned the group of Eastern Cape. But these are the four processes. But on top of that, the Limpopo process has already established a public treatment center that now is awaiting operational relief, and they need it from the provincial money. The Northwest process is one of the processes that we are going to establish a public treatment center, but they have already taken a check from their own provincial money to establish another public treatment center in the area of Tawu, meaning that they are going to have 2. And then at the end of the 8 years, we are working at us with 6 public treatment centers. The Department of Social Development developed a treatment module and disaggregation and aftercare was enrolled these 2 modules throughout the provinces. Chairperson, I'm not going to talk about the achievement of provinces, and I'm simply going to I'm going to the same approach of giving emphasis to the 3 pillars of the National Grand Master Plan, and then I'm going to start with the demand reduction, one of the pillars. And then if you give under demand reduction, they sustained their provincial sustained service forum as well as their uniform local direction committee. And they conducted the education of the schools, they created awareness and reached 9,059 children, and then 251 teenagers against drug abuse groups were established in schools. Three non-profit organizations were funded to deliver prevention programs and trained 150 master trainers in that area. And the Cambodia awareness program reached 13,191 learners and 13,456 out of school youth were also reached. A printed drug master plan was developed, and they created 300 local food teachers through the CDWD. Second, the level is also important because creation of jobs is also heavy in the prevention of the abuse of substances. Safe school project, intelligent school, safe was also implemented. And then 1,240 students adopted COP-program. This is one of the students that I alluded to when I was pushing under the achievements by South African solicitors. And then Gauteng, they obtained their provincial assessment use for us, as well as the 66th local drug action committee. They introduced a world-based local drug action committee model. And then 179,780 people were recruited and rated anti substance abuse strategies. That they developed. Kwazulu Natal, they sustained their provincial substance abuse forum as well as their native local direction strategies. And then, sport against drug program was in cómo de esta gente a proyectar la presa agrícola and provide value for one NGO. And this is a very campaign reach 791 people. The Moja program is 110,510 community members. They reach young people or children through the AFAHEF program. Children, I need to say something on this area. But the program that is meant to reach young children, we cannot communicate the same way to children that are communicating to others. And for that effective, but the AFAHEF program that we have introduced to reach children as far as grade one, so that they are aware of our issues related to something that is like a technique. Mwananga, the provincial assistance forum was sustained together with the local drug action committees, and then the Agimoda program reached 14,583 children and 6,335 young people, and then the Hatter program reached 1,836 children, and they also commemorated the International Day. They had a door-to-door campaign, and then 112 awareness campaigns were conducted, and also conducted a training for the National Drug Master Plan. Not the case, they had the project program in the Greece 10 early child development side to do this program. And then school-based awareness was conducted in high schools. This is a greater campaign to reach 23,000 people. First, city-based campaigns were conducted. I think here, Professor Honorable Secretary, we need to highlight that. The reason for this first city-based campaign to happen is because Northern State is one of the provinces that is highly affected by the different alcohol syndrome. That is why they have the approach to conduct a campaign in Bandar Seri. Community-based awareness was raised that about alcohol spectrum disorder. And then this is the area that I also alluded to. 2020 were trained and family teams were given to Bandar Seri, and then 355 parents and their parents received on substance abuse. Comprehensive framework was developed on any intervention. So that this is also very important to say we need to give evidence to any intervention. And we need to, if we cannot totally prevent our children from abuse, at least we must be able to catch them at the experiment while they are experimenting with substance abuse. And this program is very much important. Northwest, they managed to sustain their provincial substance abuse forum and also sustain their local drug action committee. District substance abuse plan of action was developed and they commemorated the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Addiction Strategy. They also implemented the Adult Health Campaign Tools. Western City, they sustained their provincial substance abuse forum, and then they also developed a directive for the safety in the process. Drug education was incorporated in life organization teaching material for grade 11, and then they funded 6 non-government organizations. And they conducted a youth study in schools and secondary, the second 20,000 then after this particular project. And then still was the case, I don't know what I'm doing myself yet. Department of Health conducted pilot projects on substance abuse and mental health in the shared space. And this one, non-governmental organizations were invited for any intervention services. Department of Health, you can see, rolled out drug testing policy to high-risk schools. And three state treatment centers were funded. 17 community-based programs were also funded. In this case, the
request that we move towards the recommendations. Because maybe we can do it ourselves, we can see the way you have been structured your presentation. It's easy to reach because it's clear tabulation in favor of time because there's going to be another meeting as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I'll quickly move to challenges and recommendations. Honorable Chair, substance abuse is on the rise. The Federal Drug Authority needs to be strengthened. Yes, Honorable Secretary, we are very serious, Secretary of the Federal Drug Authority, because, Honorable Secretary, we as the Federal Drug Authority, we need to go to various political institutions and to get the political buy-in in the implementation of the National Drug Master Plan, and we also need to strengthen our local drug action committees as well as our provincial substance abuse forum. We have taken some efforts. We have already managed to bring or the implementation of the national drug master plan to two provincial institutions, provincial institutions of citizenship and the provincial institutions of housing to get the political rights so that they can support what the community is doing. And the reason is that we need to be by the one of the challenges is that we do receive reports from various departments, but the submission is either late or we receive too many messages from some of the departments. And then we have realized that some of the departments, together with some of the provinces, they don't have an understanding of the monies associated with substance abuse. Most of the processes and the they do not yet raise or they don't understand the content of the prevention of the substance abuse. And then here we are referring to the municipality. They don't know what their responsibility is yet. Or maybe they don't need that, maybe due to other things they cannot do it. But we need to get each and every person to understand this or give the fundamental goal or provincial, this or the provincial goal. Because that one is very, very important sector. It is recommended that the Federal Committee on Social Development knows the annual report 2020 and as well as support the implementation of the National Drug Master Plan 2020, and this is very, very critical. Maybe before I go, I need to make the following announcement. To say, on the 7th to 14th of November, we'll be having a treatment symposium in Kibale with the view of developing a treatment practice for the country. And then we would like to the school committee if they can, so that they will move together with us, maybe we can have a representative there. It will be highly appreciated. And then, second, we are also going to, we are also going to have a current round table during the financial year. And the purpose of coming up with a current round table is to guide government in developing a position paper on cannabis. So this round table, we will communicate to the Secretary of the Proposal Committee to indicate when and where the round table is going to happen. One other important announcement is that the Minister of Social Development has given a directive that the pastors are used funny being held in the neighbor nation here. And then we are already coming to the preparation for that particular summit. And then lastly, Chaplain, we would like to be invited to come to the house again to present the national transmark and the business record and the transmark authority so that we move together with the community in fighting the care of pastors and using their country. Thank you very much, Honorable Chaplain.
Thank you very much, Chair, and your team. I think this report is indeed very, very important. As I said, we will depend on available reports for us to know whether there is some improvement that is taking place out there and where the weaknesses are. I will now request members to make their inputs. And also know that the time is yours. If you take too much time, you will be locked here longer. Already identified. Yes. Let me take those three hands and come to these three hands again. Okay.
Thank you.
Are you being funded by the department for the program that you're running?
And this is where I have a concern that we do not have a financial report, because a lot of what you're saying sounds really, really good on paper, but without the financial report to see what the far-reaching implications are or the challenges and the areas of problems for us. And that just really concerns me to read in a report that there is a lack of departmental understanding of the mandate associated with substance abuse, the lack of departmental understanding, and the fact that they are not reporting is a huge, huge problem for me, and I want to reiterate what Honourable Kapani said. Then surely our priority must be to ensure that those people understand their mandates first. Because you can go out and claim and start centers in any province, in any number, if the departments do not have an understanding of the role that they are supposed to play. Everything that you are opening or doing up there is going to come to naught. Because they're not monitoring and implementing from a departmental perspective, and that is terribly concerning. And my final question is, you talked a lot about capacitating people. You get capacitated people in the person who's doing the child order case. Can you explain to us what, when you say you capacitate people, what degree is that capacitation? What you capacitated them how? Thank you.
Thank you, Chamber. Yes, I've also been to talk about the importance of understanding. After an hour in my constituency is working, excellent fantastic. I just don't know where are the others in everything involved also from the concern is about, but in the good department of training. I think the department comes out of the training community in the end of the show and so on. Now, how do they do that in the department of understanding is not related to any of those situations, which the community can play by the department of understanding. Then also on the reduction, the school that's got the primary and rugby Spanish, is excellent. But how is it tested and how you monitor what the other day came in and saying that the school is not stable in the province where I come from, Scotland, it's a very, very nice, something new kind of nice thing. Then also on the policy with the market reduction, the war shift in the end, which is a lot of other people have completely won. You say that the war is the only model in other way, maybe I'm lucky if my position is even available. And also the Kimoja program, where are they now in people that we use housing? I think it's important broadly on the other. In the program, I know in the program, on the achievements, education, procedure, making the housing program implemented in school hospitals. Now, I'm also a member of the portfolio for transport, and it's very interesting to hear that education is what you can find in Sakhaj, and most of the education model will be amended. Now, you mentioned here that the traffic in school. I just want to know how to get the actual goal, because the things like taking your property to the education and the family. Now, here, I'm still doing that. DACA is like, I think that she's been thrown out of the air, counting every second child, every second person, but in the DACA, you can have a planning. Every person is a lead or a little bit of her, and DACA is a way to know. Everyone counting is something that we can find out. It is serious. Need to do something. Yes. Everybody should go and train with that. It's important to get a list of the LLS in province schemes. There are also 394,000 compliance inspections on the government. How many of these are going to be done? Because most of these resign the LLS, but they are going to be done. So, that's not it. There are also the documents that are given to finalize. How many prosecutions in a certain specifically the other half of the government, we don't know what, how many other half, how many ground laws say, if you know, if you can listen to prosecution, taking in the schools, you know, how many good because the issue is going to be a problem and you manage a way to get the issue to understand it. Again, with the reporting process, the any development process, it should be looking to discount the amount of which is probably not a process. Kim was a problem, also me, I was working, but in the end, no, after all, we had promises. And then, the legislation we have is deciding how they influence the department, because we need to be making some changes on this. Thank you.
I think the member is asking many questions at the same time. And I think the department, I mean, the presenter is going to have a difficulty in responding to them, including statistics. Because I don't think the report is able to educate. It does use the program, but not broken down into each problem and what is available. Can honorable members therefore assist in this meeting by asking questions that the presenter in their presentation are able to address? Thank you.
Okay. Jefferson, mostly it's related, but if I may, one response is for the rewriting and the regular negotiations.
So maybe we'll find a way of another presentation. That we have enough time to do with that. So, this is important. You are on.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Thank you for your presentation. I was in confusion when I read the annual report. What I was reading, I'm sure that you are actually referring to all 15 with regards to the alcohol and drug distribution in Africa. And this is usually used in presentation of treatment centers. And I think that not give an accurate description of the problem, I think it would be, because we have 13 treatment centers, and because it's only a small amount of people that actually do treat health. So, it is really impossible for you, I think, to speak to your success and your impact on the public community, because there is no current and relevant statistics on that community. So my question is, whose responsibility is it to ensure that these statistics are available? Can you facilitate, can you actually use such a study, or can you, mobilize an other NGO or government department to do such a study about the real extent of the problem? And I think it becomes very difficult to plan when your statistics are not accurate. And then I think the question is more with the department, if the department can tell us a bit more about numbers that in the budget recently, the institution is in order yet. And I understand that they are releasing eventually again, but the department has specific facilities where the official report is quite a couple of times in order to get it.
Thank you very much, Jefferson. I also just want to thank the report that was given. I think all the issues that they highlighted, I was also concerned about the fact that departments don't actually submit their reports, because I think that basically just shows that they are not committed to the fight that is substance abuse. And I think really we could leave here today with an understanding that the Honourable Department said what we will actually do going forward to hold these departments to account in this fight. You mentioned the issue of you've approached the National Treasury in terms of getting more funds for treatment centres. I think if we look at the scale of the crisis we're facing in terms of substance abuse and the few treatment centres we have, I think that's really a big problem that we're facing. And I want to know what your engagement with the National Treasury was, if you've actually been able to engage successfully on this issue of getting more money. I want to ask you, we're dealing with this issue, but I think we've dealt with it fast. After it already caused widespread chaos in various communities. And there's a new similar drug apparently now coming to South Africa, which is called Crocodile, or something to that effect. Whether you've actually applied your mind to what sort of interventions you are going to use to stop this from causing the sense of chaos or devastation that Mangrove has done. And then I want to know, in terms of the medical innovation bill that's before Parliament, whether you've applied your mind to that.
I think the issue of the issue. I just
honorable respect when you talk about success, that is an emotional object. With what you observe outside from our hidden family members, the society is surrounding us, and we feel that we are afraid. Some that not remember that we should be teaching the issue of success and abuse. She's got it to me, she's to the issue of success and abuse. Some of them are having it. Mothers have been killed by their kids due to the issue of success and abuse. Chair, when we talk about another thought, any scholastic testimony or a learning testimony at Academia, we know that the mother's report is a report that the information we actually get. The issue of theft and ongoing abuse, certain abuse is a serious issue in this country. So the report needs to assist me on the issue of theft. And from how they mean on the issue of theft. And I think now, really can do that with and out. People are needed. So, issue of sex in this report is mentioned. Because one of my questions is that under the government institutions, you talk about men policies, which is democratic and democracy. You support the community, which probably is the highest in the transition chair of the world. So that you're not out here, I will know where I am. Number two, what are the sectors needed for the achievement of the state? Then I come to the basic education. The topic you are having, again on page 9, education is part of one of the specific techniques that you need. How many campus schools in South Africa have been created? I've got a high school monitor next to my house. But I know that I was being credited. It's hard to be worried to jump. If you can see the link to a to jump, it's where the window has been after his error from the case. So think about it kindly. The provincial cabinet will ask me. Issue of the other culture is another that department. There's a good level of social quality. You receive the report from other departments, including social, including agriculture. Which program is agriculture in all the communities? I think I'm speaking the quality of agriculture. All the achievements. South Africa was a new club member, 52 million population, 9 million provinces, and in trade, in trade, we have managed to be one of the leading. Are we within the target, or are we within the mandate of dealing the issues of success? On the supply, production, collection of services, 1,539 incidents reported in 2045. This is the name of the community, including the place that the children, the sexual center, where you find the data inside. And the 5,039 is national. I think you need to have the community number. The staff, their target is something to do with this design, they are here. In case of a medical dispatch, I'll tell you if I'll take out people from the person from the which one is the highest. I know that it's from the Royal Park, where the registration is there, so I can tell you that the Royal Park in my region is the highest in my future. For the chances, I mean, you said 6,708 of the last year received the treatment, is it national and or provincial? If it's national, it's not under 52 million, and I don't know how many people are in prison now. The number is very social development. One will absorb the programs that social development has come in. But question the private one in Limpopo. Limpopo is a very vast area. So the development is still unbounded in the urban, which I'm going to talk about. So continue the book. So in Limpopo, I've never seen the issue. then which area are you making in terms of assisting the issue of access before I can locate the issue of access at this that today is clear, tomorrow show I'm controlling. And then we put in the little hand out or something that I came to me as a reminder that the case is really good. Thank you.
I absolutely sure that we want to look so that we adapt after it. But I think members have continued to rewrite this report in terms of questions. And I think we are going to allow the chair to respond to whatever he said, but I think we must call for another presentation before you go to the master plan and so on. Because the questions are such that I will refer to the department at a later stage that probably they could also, as the department, if they are directing, a line function manage to conduct some sort of research in order for us to understand that we know the stage. I'm saying this deliberately because understanding what the questions are and the details and the geographical areas where these projects are, etc. We really need a scientific report to continue better recommendations. So we are going to go on a
in this community. I need to have an inner understanding of the world. So there could be in Arabic, we have an opportunity to come to one stage or even an opportunity to come and give us a picture of what is happening within the country. Can you do the same with the body? We give them an opportunity to come and present the details report, because this one is an annual report. Members should understand that the annual report is based on some indicators that need to contain in the report. Other than what is in the report. So those are the ones that are critical for us as people who are doing what and want to have an insight of what is happening. Also, there are two things that have areas that are more problematic. How would you know in the system? Which are the areas that are more immune to the effect of the successes.
So, Jefferson, I suppose what you're saying, that let's get that report, and then maybe Jefferson, you can make a for my mind. Our African group is your Tanzania. Who quite is the Jefferson? I'm from Malawi. I'm from Malawi. We are African groups. So, we really want to know.
The good thing is, I'm not going to mention any more questions in this what you say, you hope for the one that is giving more of the good value to me. That's after the healer, but it's that thing that the person was saying, I keep saying, I don't know if you're going to put it on the phone, but no. Now I can tell you, I'm going to go for it.
I will ask questions, I will just brief comments based on the report. The first thing here is that we acknowledge the fact that there is a multi-stakeholder development center, which then means automatically that the successes on a whole range of issues depends on the action and implementation of other stakeholders. For example, the political challenges, for example, the issue of the political relationships and the economic aspects, over the top, the situation is health and environmental challenges, and then the operating hours issues and stuff. The point that I want to make is that in the next report on the market, a progress around how to help, because the successes as an external and other related parties to us, but we will depend on the effective for coordination and coherence. So that there are no excuses in the way. So in the next, I'm recommending that if there is deficiency in this regard, it must be strengthened. The second aspect is very good, the traction to the investigation. And let us be open that one of the things that the AA, the whole anonymous. I know a number of patients that were referred to it over the years when they think they were worse than the entities which we are already. So the point that I would like to share is that what it says is that how the CS works for the centers. It's very good to be burdened. Yes, I support that one. The output doesn't correspond with the input, it becomes a problem. And we know, typically, my colleague has been low board, there's been a lot of negative publicity over a few of years around this country. So the question of monitoring and evaluation of those vendors. Lastly, we note that my colleague has been in the measure around demand, production, supply, and harm. But what we have here now is also seeing the huge progress. There are achievements, not only being told and the agreement of getting. There are some achievements in the promises. So the critical matter that we must raise, I would say, is that these achievements must first and foremost be sustained and be improved so that we don't regress. The last point is the implemented approach. Group one is a situation that there's more community participation and involvement. And our people must not just be part of the schemes of our systems, but we want them to be agents of change, to be actively involved in the improvement of their situation. So those will be my points there, because my colleagues have covered me on that. I don't want to share. Thank you very much. But we acknowledge there is improvement, there is a progress, sustaining, but all the weak points must be addressed, especially the concern around the rise in touch with the country. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think certainly the members acknowledge when you were making the report that you said the situation is worse. Drug abuse is on the rise. I think that I saw that very clearly. Members, when making constitutions, they expressed their past, their feelings about the devastating situation, but referring to various problems. You have actually said you were in contact with some of the provinces, not all of them, and that some departments. I don't know whether such is represented. are they fat? They are not healthy. Are they healthy? I'm sorry that they are very rewarded that they are not healthy. Because they themselves are really using a lot of use of energy. I can say this to anybody. You go to a police station, you can sell to buy a very, very strong staff member. People talk about this openly. So I think if you spoil the lives, even within departments, we are in. But I also want to remind the honorable members that when the things of this research, the organization research, they are facilitators and coordinators. I don't know whether I really got that clear. So their work indeed is not implementation. They are peer coordinators as well as facilitators. And we would want the DG to respond first if the department is having the direct mandate of coordinating this all, ensuring that it is brought to book and is brought to a control. I think the authority must now find a way of such power to they have. Because if you are a coordinator, it means that you can show cooperation here. And I'm not in a position to enforce, but I can always rely on your cooperation. And if you don't, it means I must report to panic. Because if departments know that they are supposed to submit a report, they don't do that. Now, the authority has to come and say, I have brought what I was able to see to those who were willing to do so. And I therefore would want the portfolio office to make its mind clear as to how, because these people that have power, how are they within the hands of the parliamentarians responsible for this committee as to what impression to the thing they are going to give, to enable the coordinator to be able to receive cooperation from the departments that are not necessarily do that. And also the issue of local government. I think the issue of local government lies South African Local Government Association. We must take this matter with them because I can assure all of the members, if local municipalities do not have the forum that is able to do this work, if municipalities don't have an HIV, a committee, how do you then manage villages with HIV and AIDS? Because the very key stakeholder on the ground, I'm putting a HIV and AIDS as an example, that they are supposed to have such meetings. But if they don't, how do you then get statistics that you want and assess the situation? See, this also applies to this. But just a more picture from the department, so that when they respond, they know which questions they are supposed to answer, but maybe the general observation that maybe we need to put a more instruction so that it enables us, but I think it's a focus area and it's our priority. But I can see honorable government maybe what is say is saying by stage.
I would suggest that before you give the list of people to respond to the first question, how would it be if we identify the partners that we have identified, those that we submit the report? Maybe a joint commission, maybe they have to come and account to us. What is their problem? Because I think sometimes it's unfair for them that we ask them about ensure that the department gives us light edge to in their daily monitoring and managing this, what are the trends, so that the chair of the authority is able to respond to some of the questions where they think they can, and then this one will come last as to when we say we are done, what is that way forward for us to manage this program. And I acknowledge the initiative.
Thank you, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. I am going to be assisted by Dr. Mkobo in some areas as well as the Chair, because he is holding two tests. I think the diagnosis is spot on by the Honourable Members. First and foremost, the issue of substance abuse generally, especially alcohol abuse in South Africa is a serious matter, which necessitates the Chinese government to take extra steps. We play our role in our state of crime, but social development is the key coordinating department in the centralized. The prevention of treatment for Substance Abuse Act of 2008 is administered by the departments. Of course, the issue of coordination is a very difficult one to complex in government. However, in consideration of that fact, there was an agreement at cabinet level that a interministerial committee be established to look into this matter. There has been quite a significant improvement since then, because today the various departments are directly accounting to members of cabinet. Jointly. One area of focus recently, as you all know, was the issue of alcohol advertising, which resulted in a detailed program action that was also presented to cabinet. The issues raised, for instance, as an example, what you know, around what SARS is doing. What Department of Justice, because the very same process we deal with the issue of illegal outlets or civilians and what action must be taken by SARS, then there must be a follow-up prosecution, but also at the regulatory level, Department of Trade and Industry is dealing with the act that deals with the trading hours, etc. They also setting up the norms and standards. All that work has been completed. There was a lot of work done last year. It was completed. We now all know that this matter is almost at the tail end, because there's a draft deal, etc., that needs to be published soon. Now, in terms of compliance, we are going to take this matter up. In fact, we're supposed to have an IEC meeting set, because it's one of the issues that we're going to elevate now to the metropolitan level, but also looking at other possible punitive measures that departments must be aware of if they do not comply, because this is a serious matter that is a priority for the country. Lastly, Chair, I know that we have spoken at M-Tech level on various department roles and budgetary requirements around this. Hence, we also as social development will allocate the conditional grants, the 50 million conditional grant for treatment centers, 150 million. So there is a concerted effort, but I think it's a learning curve, because departments have not been used to this, but it's a matter that social development is going to push, because at the end of the day, the central authority is oversized fully, that is assisting us in coordination across the country. But we have to take final responsibility to make sure that this thing is better. We also going to be making proposals to the IEC on the strengthening of their capacities to make sure that they are able to fulfill their responsibilities as required by the Act as well as the National Development Strategy. Not sure what I thought some hope or anything, it's just going to be very difficult if I can understand.
but you get it for your time. Because we would want to ask, why can't you do that? That is no question. So that is the legislative display of our assessment that have the thing that the collaborator of our personality where the legislation that have our assessment that have passed, the function of ADAC, the way we have to do the same work and have our research done, as we said, the answer is that the phone number. Coming to the relationship with the municipality, I should give an honorable member that the previous administration did not prescribe the municipalities what should be done. But the new administration that was proclaimed last year is the one that is doing so. So that is now we have a power to go to municipalities. They are fiscal for the administration to come on board. And then we have now that the relationship with the airport, because certain like all indicators, we cannot, because of the number of capacity we have, we cannot go to like we have reached 238 in terms of the establishment of our local relationship. And I'm thinking there about two people, the other is compared to two people. And then to reach all the facilities and all the different systems of the region of the very interesting to remove the members of the CDA who are go to other areas for ourselves. And then because they are actually in the United States of America, some of the 40 of them are outside the market, that is a challenge. And then maybe to go to the provincial stations. We have a vision. When you look at the vision, the process is coming when you choose them. So there is a two process that are the ones that are inside the lab. And then can I be able to go ahead and show you guys?
That's the 66 and maybe making the demonstration. Hey, Chef and Gigi, there is a huge problem around that much in managing, and I do pay honorable members that our duty is not only to see and don't report. Don't report enable us to identify what challenges are and make an intervention. It is my view that how whatever reports we are reaching, if it continues to expose more challenges, it is important for us not to dwell on what is wrong and seek an intervention that is going to enable us to support the coordinates and facilities by going directly to those who are supposed to the issue of budget. I think we are the right people to listen to. If there is no budget, then just ask Parliament, why can't Chevali be forced to find a way of funding this very important program? And if the government are not clear of their language, that's what we know. When we approve reports at the House, as Parliament, is because they convince us that they need and these are the programs and plans and objectives why they need that particular budget. My request is that we acknowledge that we know this report with an amendment that says DG is still going to come to us as this portfolio committee and present a better way of directly going to this department that has not, I think, overhead actually made that report. That the department must be made to account why they did not report, submit their report, why they did not comply. And secondly, municipalities have got an association that has got members of South African local government sitting in the NCOP and debating this national parliament.
they dare not account or not open. This is going to be important that the very nice, whatever arrangement, but this people must be under one roof. And this attack is beyond the mandate of the portfolio committee. Parliament is the relevant institution to do that. That we are enabled to have a workshop here in Parliament, involving all those who are supposed traditional leaders, churches, and these people who have business about alcohol. All the people that are affected in this process must come under one roof and give a direction as to, now that this is becoming out of hand, how are we going to manage it? Because the very one that we're talking about is brought from the counter. Yes, from shops, ordinary shops. So if it is available in the shop, you can buy it anytime. It's not controlled and regulated. And it means we must come with regulation for all potential commodities that can hold up and deal with that. And the issue of Naomi, including ARVs, etc. These are the matters that must be relooked in a collective manner so that we then clarify the rules and also to have an effort. You can't be able to go to Nairobi, metro, district, local, one, establishing these matters on your own. It means there is an effort that all of us must engage on. So my request, honourable members, is that we go and find some answers, including recommendations, and come and make a second presentation. And it is out of that presentation that we make our own recommendations clear to the Parliament, to show that effort is taken to support this portfolio committee, because it becomes rather than one portfolio committee, because that is a great role to play, and this preventive approach cannot be a matter of a social development, but there are schools. So Department of Education, even universities, if you walk in a university very early, about 4 a.m. after the weekend, we can see broken bottles, and you wouldn't say this is a university or it is a canteen and so on. But I think, what I know, you are not clear, 100% correct. If you go door to door, in this ceremony, by a number, it's not like May is when you see him. In many, many cases, and police have been harassed in over years. They have not been able to eradicate. It's hard to say. And five people with big pain, food. And it's not smoke in Eastern countries. It's vicious, the whole country. It is really having a serious hot market. So mine is to say, our preventive approach will also target, and I am willing to invite the producers to be part of the mission. Yes, so that they can internalize the way we feel and understand the harm that money by they see from marketing cannabis. They then have to internalize and understand it better. And I think I went to one area where they said we wanted to plant caution. But they said it will only be successful here if a kg of caution is much better in price than that of what we are planting now. So I think when you go there and the people know they can tell you the truth. That all of this is our business. And we are angry with government wanting our policies. So I think we need to be more user friendly so that we can get to the bottom of the cause. And also start a process of saying, how do we support this drug authority? Because an authority without a power to enforce is as well as not being an authority. Look, even the people who participate as members from the department are not really senior people. That's when they go back to their department, they are voice to act. So my proposal is that can they come back having worked with the DG, and the DG having worked with colleagues, because we can agree. I agree with all the input of the honorable members. We are not preventing something else. We are not able to deal with this challenge. And if as this committee we don't take a lead in prevention and in guiding government, parliament, we are going to be in a very, very difficult situation. There will be all of these things. I mean, drug laws. There will be areas, no more areas. If we allow this to move as it is done. So I think the DG will have the last advice to us so that when we know what to expect. But I want to promise members that we must testify and have half a day for us to listen to that report once it is ready and submitted to us so that we are all under one. Thank you very much, DG.
Sorry,
what do you call the chair?
Thank you, Jane. I have a question because Jane, we've talked about us announcing this annual report. We cannot announce this annual report without the financial. And the very first question that DG was asked is we are now 2 financial years behind in terms of financial guarantees for this strategy. We need to know why. And is it because of non-compliance of the other departments? Because it appears. And we're already at the stage where we're at the second stage where we haven't got it. And we're 24 months behind, if my information is good. We need to know why now. And reports, any reports cannot be sanctioned, condoned, except any circumstances without those financials. So we're as far as I'm concerned, we're at the end for all that point. And that's critical. And the other question was how much funding. And this is where it gets critical. How much funding is the CDA getting from the department? And exactly where that is going, because that relates to exactly what we need to reach that chain.
Can I help? This is the reason why I said, let us allow them to come at us. But what you are saying, all of the reason might be saying, they should ensure that the financial report is included. And also, we are calling for an improved type of informal and report that is brought to us. I think we are spot on when we are saying, now they are going to tell us reasons why that those financials are not there. But they will, they are not going to be there because already they are not here. The best way is that you say, bring them when you come.
No, sir, I think you have covered the point that I want to say the chair gave directions to the chair of the chair. They have to come back and make a presentation to us, which is all the compassion, which includes the question on the financial aid. I was sufficiently covered by the aspects, which then means the secretary will organize the next step, which is to say, and the rest is pretty much this.
I know how all of the members
gives us answers to our questions, which they tell you the information now, but that information is not going to be translated into a business point.
I think we're fine with that. My only concern is that we need to get some time frame, and that's when we do pick up this matter again. Because, you know, it is now time for annual reports. In terms of our program, we've got a very full program for the end of the year. I just would like some indication as to why and when we can have this follow-up meeting.
I don't settle on to be not respectful, because I want to refer it to the teaching, because in everyone, they account to the department. So once the department takes responsibility and makes such recommendations, then nothing is starting to agree on what he's saying. Time finish, time of the report, difficult questions that are not being answered now. Please, you are on the floor.
Thank you, Chairperson. I wanted to make few clarity areas before the committee takes the final decision. Chair, you will recall when we were presenting our annual report, I did mention this. The understanding of the legal status of the CDA is very important. There seems to be an expectation, let's not the first year of financial year that the CDA is taking its annual report. But the CDA is not a legal persona in a sense. It's not a listed companies that has got governance structures that require all the financial statements to be taken, etc. It is the way it is structured currently. It's a non-listed and it does not even have a staff of its own. It's a group of, that's like you, if you know advisory committees to ministers, it's a group of appointed members who have a secretariat that is part of the department. The secretariat is the staff of the department who are providing, you know, secretariat services to it. Now, the money that CDA is using is not money transferred to CDA as an entity that has got its own bank account, etc. It's expenditure that is part of the department within the social welfare services branch. So which means if they travel, if they do any other work, then the bookings and everything is done by the department, and then the auditor general audits that expenditure in that particular sub-program. It's actually a sub-program in the books of social development, in the books. So the audit is there and everything will be then all part of the annual financial statements of the department. So that is the reason why you don't have separate balance sheet, income statements, audit reports, separate kind of audit financial statement, because they are just a secretariat that is providing a support to the department. With regard to the other recommendation about the effects, the discussion was unfolding, was actually also the view that it would have benefited if this report was presented together with the program of action and also by the IEC and appropriate admin, because it might create the impression that the other departments are not playing their role. The part of the problematic is non-reporting, but if we can have that opportunity to the department to come into any combination with what government broadly is doing around the issues of suffrage abuse, suffrage and alcohol abuse, then I think it will be welcome as the honorable members.
There was a suggestion by Honorable Moon saying we don't understand deeper these operations of this authority, and requested that a presentation be made, not today, fully prepared by the Department of the Authority, to take us through, actually refer to this as an annual report, which does not detail every other thing that were actually activities were taking place before the final report. So she wanted us to be taken
those statistics behind so that we can know why we are actually receiving this report and why we should not use. And I do want to repeat that if they are supposed to give to present a report to us, we then have the authority to interrogate the matter and to make recommendations to improve the situation. Whether recommendations are made to the minister or are made to income, whoever is responsible. But we are making an emphasis, DG and Chair, that while we're looking into your report, we are also worried about what we know insofar as drug abuse is doing in our country. And this was called research. There was a research by the Medical Research Council that also was looking into the domestic violence but and the drug having conclusions about drug abuse and what has effect on families as well as children. That end up in that room. That end up being beaten by mice to death. That gets stolen from a closed bedroom where the father, mother, and dad, but the baby is lost and forever. It means that it is not poisonous. If when somebody can come in while we are asleep and keep the baby while the parent and the parents are all there, it means that it is really pushy. We can't be alone. I'm saying, let us interrogate these issues. Our recommendations will be guided by what the DG will be bringing. And the areas, the report will still remain in our report. We will have the report that they will have the presentation. Which means they will be telling us how much, because we find in another dimension that we could have interrogated this during the annual report. But we did deal with the finances. But our mind was not clear as to we must isolate matters that affect because you remember there was already theory whether this was decided or not. And that's what we were then assured it is not decided. That's why we get the CLASA and NGA and not a CDA, because they are not listed. But this is all interesting and make us wiser that a generation believe that they are going to come back. But let us then, I don't think with all due respect, honorable member and within, we can see here knowing the program of the portfolio competency next week. Because next week, I mean, in terms of case, because we have love life coming in the next portfolio committee as per our invitation. And therefore, it means we must go to our program and see who is listed. And because this is urgent, we might negotiate with that NGO or NPO, which is next, to postpone and allow the department to come back. Because we must finalize the report. It has been presented. Let them deal with it and finalize and have our way forward. This matter we leave to operational. We leave it to the DG and the executive. It has no more political and operational. They must come back and give us which days are coming in line. And I also wish to thank you very much because what you have exposed us to is we could have done more to manage more easier for you. Because it's interesting to know that you are only coordinating, facilitating, not implementing as much as not directly funded. But I think we can still manage, require a more a stronger organization. So this matter definitely the minister will be part and part and knowing that the minister is going to be briefed by the DG of the
what are required to do this presentation. And I should say that the department as well as the organization. The next item is Dominic, the minutes of the last portfolio committee, and some information about the 2 days, is it 2 days of the oversight? It's a week. Yes, that's what I'm saying. You are going to deal with that, but the few minutes are supposed to be attending a shared meeting that was attended from last night. So I might ask permission to go if we don't finish. But as it is now, we really thank you for coming, and we want to reduce you, and we left with these two item matters. I do know that I want to meet our guests for a few minutes from SAU Wallace, because they want to keep the meeting with us, but we need to talk with you. So that will be the agenda. Yes, can we allow you to go and then agree on minutes and details?